The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Chapter The Last. The first time I catched Tom Private, I asked him what was his idea time of the evasion, what it was he'd planned to do if the evasion worked all right and he managed to set a nigger free that was already free before, and he said what he had planned in his head from the start, if we got Jim out all safe, was for us to run him down the river on the raft and have adventures plumb to the mouth of the river and then tell him about his being free and take him back up home on a steamboat in style and pay him for his lost time and write word ahead and get out all the niggers around and have them waltz him into town with a torchlight procession and a brass band, and then he would be a hero, and so would we. But I reckoned it was about as well the way it was. We had Jim out of the chains in no time, and when Aunt Polly and Uncle Silas and Aunt Sally found out how good he helped the doctor nurse Tom, they made a heap of fuss over him and fixed him up prime and give him all he wanted to eat and a good time and nothing to do. And we had him up to the sick room and had a high talk, and Tom give Jim $40 for being prisoner for us so patient and doing it up so good, and Jim was pleased most to death and busted out and says, "Down now, Huck, what I tell you? What I tell you up down Jackson Island? I told you I got a hairy breast, and what's de sign on it? And I told you I been rich once, and goin' to be rich again, and it's come true, and here she is. Dan, now, don't talk to me. Signs is signs, mine, I tell you, and I know just as well that I is goin' to be rich again as I's a-standin' here dis minute." And then Tom, he talked along and talked along and says, "Let's all three slide out of here one of these nights and get an outfit and go for howling adventures amongst the Indians over in the territory for a couple of weeks or two." And I says, "All right, that suits me, but I ain't got no money for to buy the outfit, and I reckon I couldn't get none from home, because it's likely Pap's been back before now and got it all away from Judge Thatcher and drunk it up." "No, he hain't," Tom says. "It's all there yet, $6,000 and more, and your Pap hain't ever been back since." "Hadn't when I come away, anyhow," Jim says, kind of solemn. "He ain't a-comin' back no more, Huck." I says, "Why, Jim?" "Never mind why, Huck, but he ain't coming back no more." But I kept at him, so at last he says, "Don't you remember de house dat was floating down de river, and dey was a man in dere, kivered up, and I went in and uncovered him and didn't let you come in? Well, den you can get your money when you wants it, 'cause dat was him." Tom's most well now, and got his bullet around his neck on a watch guard for a watch, and is always seeing what time it is, and so there ain't nothing more to write about. And I am rotten glad of it, because if I'd a knowed what a trouble it was to make a book, I wouldn't a tackled it, and ain't a goin' to no more. But I reckon I got to light out for the territory ahead of the rest, because Aunt Sally, she's going to adopt me and civilize me, and I can't stand it. I've been there before. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.